book, and he's popped back into the studio this morning. Dylan, great to see you again.
Hello.
And thank you very much for bringing this this tin of treats in. What's in it?
Me and Eve Wolf. Mary Berry's recipe.
It's not, is it? Mary Berry's recipe from the Great British Bake Off.
Yeah.
I saw that on telly last week.
Yes, it was.
So it's the exact same recipe. Oh, let me just have a little look then. I can smell them through the tin. Don't worry, Mum, you'll have the tin back. Oh, wow. Dylan, these look amazing. And you made these?
Yes.
See, you are such a talented chef. You really are. So what's been going on then since I last spoke to you? Because you had a recipe book out and you picked up an award for it, didn't you?
Yes. So now I'm going to launch a new recipe book, which is an international themed recipe book. And it'll have recipes from across the world, including Australia, Spain, Germany, Madagascar and Iraq. So there'll be lots of different recipes, and wow, also that will come with the package, there'll be a food passport, so children can virtually visit the country by trying and making the dish. So
amazing.
All of the recipes will be from children, by children. So
that's incredible. What a great idea. So you're working on this at the moment then, so what inspiration and ideas are you getting for all these dishes?
So at the moment, I've got... I know quite a lot of people who've got friends in different countries and things. So I've got lots of different recipes I'm planning to have in there. So there'll be a variety of different ones for each different country.
Fantastic. So going on the success of your first book, what's happened since then? I mean, what's been going on with you? I mean, obviously you picked up that award and it was quite an accolade as well.
Yes. So I was the youngest successful crowdfunder in the UK. So I was thinking after I published, when I was about 8, I was thinking I would love to do a recipe book that's international themed, so it wouldn't just be like focused on Britain of itself, it'd be all over the world spread about to raise money for a different charity this time, Action Against Hunger, who work in over 52 countries worldwide to carry out life-saving nutritional programmes to stop malnutrition.
So you're 9 now?
Yes.
And you were 8 last time you came here?
7.
You were 7, were you? It's been 2 years.
Yeah, I'm almost 10 now.
Wow!
I'm 10 in start of October. So.
Are you? When's your birthday?
5th of October.
Oh, 2 days before mine. You just beat me to it. Well, it sounds amazing. I'm really excited to see how this goes. So make sure you keep us up to date.
Yeah.
Let us know how the new recipe book comes along. And, you know, give us that web address.
Yeah. So you can visit my website, which is www.crackinggoodrecipes.org.uk. Cracking Good Recipes is all one word. That will have the link on my website to my crowdfunding page, where you can donate money to me and in exchange you will get a reward of some kind.
You're looking the part as well now. I mean, you've got a lovely chef's top on. I think last time you had a white top on, now you've got a black one.
Yes.
So you're going up. So when's Big School's on the way soon then?
Yes, I've got another... I moved up into year 5 now, so I've got another about a year.
Yeah.
Or 2 years until I go up. So...
So sort of this time next year then, we'll be into your final year and then have to start thinking about how you're going to take your career forward. So what is your dream then, Dylan? What is the ultimate thing for you?
When I'm older, I would quite like to be work in a kitchen or something, and being a chef or something, and do cooking, things like that. So that would probably be my dream job. And I quite like... I also quite like a lift, so I could be a lift engineer.
All right, that's quite cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I could link bacon into that somehow, maybe. I could get a weekend job at a restaurant.
Yeah, that would be fab. Yeah. I'm not sure how you'd probably get the two together, but I'm sure you'll make a way, Dylan, as you're a boy of many, many talents. Well, thanks for popping into the studio this morning.
Okay.
It's great to see you again. The best of luck with your brand new book. And, you know, we'll head on over to that website. And anytime you want to bring in some tasters, any food for me to try out, feel free to bring it in. Oh, round of applause for Dylan. Oh, what a star. Great to see him again. And you can find out more details on our Facebook page now. We'll put the web address there for you, Dylan. It's Cunsworth's Cooking on 3 Burners. It's Toby and Folly on Breakfast.